to be a political issue. Maybe you've got a rant that you want to get off your chest, some sort of an agenda that you want to push on the air. You can do it. 800-259-9231. If you... Hey there. What's she saying? There's some woman in the background there. Board up.
I'm a little frightened.
800-259-9231. And you can join us, of course, online at freetalklive.com, where you will find the bulletin board system with over 24,000 posts for you to surf through. Hundreds of people, over 650 people interacting there. And it's free, just like everything is, at freetalklive.com. So be sure you go and check that out.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So, for more information about the Free State Project, you can call 1-888-532-4604. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can log on at freestateproject.org.
800-259-9231. So we do this thing six nights a week, Monday through Saturday from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us for every single moment. It is Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Of course, you can email the show at FTL at freetalklive.com. That's FTL at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight, as we always do. The prep plate is frequently overfilled, and it's so hard to sometimes choose where to start. But, Jason, tonight you brought in something that I actually had in the prep pile from last night. So, since we have duplicated ourselves, let's go ahead and start with that one. And then we've got an update on the New London, Connecticut situation for you, straight from one of the homeowners in that particular case. He has shot us an email, so we'll update you on that coming up shortly.
Excellent. But let's start with this. Let's go to San Marcos, Texas.
Yes.
Well, man, he rescued a swimmer who was caught in the swirling currents of the San Marcos River. But he found himself in trouble soon afterwards when he was arrested by authorities who said he was interfering. Dave Newman, aged 48, disobeyed orders by emergency personnel to leave the water, police said. He was charged with interfering with public duty. The police report does not mention Newman's rescue of Abed Duamani.
You know, if the rescue workers were so good at rescuing, then perhaps they could have gone out and rescued the person.
Sure.
And then they wouldn't have had to arrest this gentleman.
Well, I have a little bit more. Dave Newman, age 48, said, I was amazed after his release on $2,000 bail. I had a very uncomfortable night after saving that guy's life. He thanked me for it in front of the police, and then they took me to jail. Mr. Duamni, age 35, of Houston, said he had just finished eating at a restaurant Sunday when he decided to go for a swim in a nearby river.
Oh, he probably didn't wait 20 minutes.
He didn't wait. Listen to his mom. It's supposed to be 60 minutes is what my mom always said.
Duamni said he didn't see any signs warning swimmers of dangerous currents. Newman said he pulled Duamni out of the water, swimming under a waterfall and over to the shore opposite from the restaurant. He could hear law enforcement personnel telling him to come back to the other side. According to police, Newman smirked and seemed annoyed by the officer's requests. He stood in the water for about 15 seconds before swimming downstream. When he came across the river, according to a pastor of a local church, the officer stuck out his hand like he's going to help him out of the water, and then he put cuffs on him.
Wow. Right there.
Yep.
Mm.
For interfering with public duties. It's our job to do this rescue. You stay out, buddy. $2,000 bail for that.
Well, if these are public duties...
This seems crazy to me.
Yes, it does seem crazy, but it's the Associated Press, so I don't think it's a fake article.
Wow.
It's the kind of stuff that happens. It's what you get when you interfere with police
business.
Somebody
needs to lose their job over this nonsense.
Not going
to
happen.
True.
You and I know it's not going to happen. The police have sovereign immunity. It doesn't matter if they kill your grandma on a mistaken drug raid. They will not be punished for it. If you're lucky, the guy will get suspension without pay.
Yeah,
but for the most part, when these people are being investigated, these bad cops, they get suspension with pay.
Yes. We call that vacation in the real world.
Right, and then the higher-ups make apologies for it and say, oh, it'll never happen again. We're so sorry. They don't bother to pay anybody anything.
Right.
They don't bother to really do anything to make good on the mistakes that they made that sometimes cost people their lives. Luckily, in this case, this guy might have died.
Yeah.
This Mr. Duamni, age 35, stuck in a current. This heroic guy jumped in way before the cops were probably on shore trying to figure out what to do. Well, let's order a box of donuts first, grab a cup of coffee, and sit down and create a task force as to how to get this man out of the river. Now, look, I'm not trying to demean or diminish the efforts of police, of dedicated police departments from all around the country.
Right.
I know for a fact, we've seen video that, you know, cops will pull people out of rivers all the time. You know, people caught in flood water.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The cops will come to their rescue.
But in this case, Mr. Dave Newman, they had him ahead, a little ahead of the ball.
Yeah.
And he
and
gets
punished
arrested.
For
and he gets
it.
Arrested for it.
In a sane society, wouldn't somebody honor this guy with some sort of medal?
Yes. You should have a parade. Well, that might be pushing it. But
well, I'm not suggesting the taxpayers should pay for it, but, you know, you've got a few medals laying around. Give the guy one.
There's
save someone's life. That's the least you can do, and certainly the most you could have done is what they did, and that's arrest him and charge him with interfering with public duties.
Hmm.
It's amazing.
Nuts.
1-800-259-9231. So I don't want to make it sound like we're deprecating all cops here tonight. Again, there are plenty of good cops out there, but whoever it was that put the cuffs on this man, not one of the good cops in my book. Just a punk. So there you go. Hey, update on the New London, Connecticut situation. As you probably know, last week, Thursday, not last week, it's been almost 2 weeks now since the Supreme Court made their historically bad ruling about property rights. Manwich, you want to recap that ruling?
Essentially, it was New London versus, I can't remember the case offhand. Anyway, they can confiscate, they're confiscating the property of about 100 landowners in New London, Connecticut, and they're going to give the land mostly to Pfizer Corporation for their headquarters.
I should point out that there has been a response from Pfizer in this case.
Uh-huh.
Pfizer is claiming that the properties that are involved don't have anything to do with Pfizer. Now, I don't know. The way it was worded, their press release kind of made it sound like, yeah, we're not going to build on the properties where they're taking, you know, the seven property owners that are in question with the Supreme Court. But they didn't make it clear that they weren't going to build, period. I believe they're going to build. It's just going to happen to be on the properties of the other people whose properties have already been taken.
Right.
Through eminent domain. So they're trying to weasel their way out of it the way it sounds. But just from what I read, they're not building on those properties. For what that's worth.
I realize that Pfizer is not the ultimate evil in this particular case. I believe that New London, Connecticut, and actually the Supreme Court,
yes,
is who I think the five justices on the Supreme Court that voted for this are the ultimate evil in this. New London, Connecticut, it's right up there. And, you know, the rest of the municipal governments that jumped on the bandwagon right after this case was made, they're right up there too. Pfizer, I'm still not buying anything you make ever. Never. Never. I just won't buy it. I mean, it's left such a terrible taste in my mouth. I'm never buying anything made by Pfizer.
So, unless they pull out. They could pull out of the deal and give everybody their property back.
But they're
too late, of course.
Yeah, way too late.
All right, so here's the update from the good people up there in New London, from one of the property owners himself. According to him, on July 5th, which was Monday... Tuesday, it's estimated around 300 to 500 people stood outside City Hall in New London, Connecticut this evening chanting, "Let them stay, let them stay." Musicians played our famous American patriotic music, and the crowd sang along. Tossed into the air were styrofoam "No" signs by the supporters. People were outraged, as we all should be, but the rally was kept peaceful, and no one was arrested for acting out. At 10 o'clock this evening, our New London Mayor Jane Glover was on local television channel WB. The reporter asked her, "Does this change your mind?" And she said, "No. But they do have the right to protest."
Yeah.
You have the right to protest, but you don't have the right to property. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Yes, that's right. The gang known as government just gets to take whatever they want from you, and you have to live with it. Take control of the show.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
The Wednesday night edition of the show, as I mentioned before, we do it six nights a week. Join us online at freetalklive.com and check out the archives. Last 6 days of the show are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. You go and get them for free. Costs you nothing but the time it takes to click on the link to download them. And in fact, we can save you that time as well if you sign up for the podcast. And actually, Manwich, we're going to be announcing a way here within the next, I would say, maybe day. So if you're on the updates list, you're going to find out the probably simplest way to sign up for a podcast, for our podcast specifically. Hmm. Because up until this point, it's involved a number of steps. You have to go get certain software. You have to open that software, figure out how to take the link for the podcast and plug it into that software. It's taken a few steps. But once you get it done, then the shows come to you automatically. You don't even have to come to freetalklive.com anymore.
So we're unveiling Free Talk Live Podcast 2.0?
Sort of.
Okay.
Sort of. We'll talk about that. If you're on the updates list at freetalklive.com, you'll find out about it first. So go and sign up for that, freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. We were talking about this new the New London situation. Al is on the line in Texas. Al, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hello. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the New London situation.
Please,
I think,
so do we.
Yeah, I think that it's just in line with exactly what the government has been doing for about the last 40 or 50 years.
Absolutely. It was not an it was not a surprise ruling to me. In fact, I was surprised it was so close.
Right. Well, you see, here's the thing. Our property rights were totally stolen from us when the Federal Reserve started monetizing the debt, basically printing money.
Right.
And so consequently, the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution basically says that, you know, the government can't take your property or your life or liberty without due process. But basically, you know, for the last 40 or 50 years, the government has basically been stealing our money by the devious machination of printing away the value that our money actually has.
Can you explain that in a very simple fashion? Imagine that there are, and there are, thousands of people listening that have no idea how that works. And it is so simple, but it's just people that don't think about it and they don't realize the truth behind the money system.
Yeah, basically what happens is the Federal Reserve buys Treasury bills from the Treasury and basically just prints money. They just actually make money out of thin air.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called monetizing the debt. In other words, they're just basically printing money.
And it creates inflation.
Well, yes, it does. It creates absolute inflation.
And all of that inflation over the years, in fact, that numbers show that the dollar, the U.S. dollar, has lost something like 96% of its value in the past 100 years, basically.
Well, it's total thievery. In 1970, a house cost, you know, the average house cost $5,000, for goodness sakes.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Now look at it. But the funny thing here also that has to do with inflation is that between, like, about 1820 and 1930, prices didn't change at all. There was no change.
That's
price.
Amazing.
Yeah, there was no change in 100, 120 years because of the fact, you know, the government was held to a standard that was honest. And unfortunately now, you know, the government since, you know, last 40 or 50 years has basically been stealing our money from us.
Yeah, and every that 96% that I mentioned that our dollar has lost in value, well, they've taken all that money. That 96% has gone to the bankers.
Well, yeah, well, it's
and the government.
And basically, it's distribution of wealth to a large degree.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that they do is they print this money. It's really the most devious form of taxation.
It really is, because nobody knows about it. Everybody just accepts inflation as a, well, it just has to happen.
It's just inflation.
Yeah, and then everybody's real happy. They go, oh, well, my house has gone up. My house is worth $500 million. No, it isn't. The dollar's gone down in value, for goodness sake.
Yeah, your house is still a house. You know, it did not all of a sudden become made out of gold over time.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, unfortunately, I think that's going to be one of the ruins of this country, is the fact that they're doing that to such a degree. I also wanted to talk a little bit about the hero who saved the man from drowning in Texas.
You mean the criminal.
Yeah, the criminal. You know, it's so unfortunate that police departments have to do these types of things that really make them look...
Did they have to? I don't think they had to at all.
No, they don't have to, but...
It's unfortunate they continue to do it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, you know, they have to, when they get to a scene of a crime like this, they have to take control. And when they take control, basically what happens is they have to get everybody who could possibly help out of there.
Right, otherwise they look worthless.
Otherwise they look worthless, and then they don't have a job, you know, because if people look and say, well, we really don't even need these, well, you know, it's like Columbine. You know, those guys came up on the scene, you know, the door of the library was open, and they were shooting the kids there for like 3 or 4 hours,
mm-hmm.
and nobody even went in, for goodness sakes.
Yep.
I mean, they just let these kids bleed to death.
And before anybody just accuses you, Al, of being just an angry citizen, you're a former cop.
Yeah, that's correct. I was a police officer, and unfortunately, you know, I saw a lot of the arrogance and the, you know, as Lord Acton said in the 17th century, power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we must make sure that we hold our politicians and we hold those in power to a higher standard. And unfortunately, I hate to say it, but I think the American people are falling down on the job.
Yeah,
the American people have lost
the spirit that makes them American people.
That's right. We're just a bunch of slaves now.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, and it's terrible.
You know, I think it's a little unfair. The Civil War, if you can recall, I mean, there was a portion of America that said, no, states' rights are important to us, and we're leaving. And they fought a four-year war over it. So not so much they've, you know, lost it and just let it go. I mean, like half of America fought a war over their rights and lost.
Yeah, and I mean, then as the generations went on after that, people just taught their kids to...
At that point, we're an occupied country, though.
Okay.
You know, I mean, all of it's an occupied country because the...
That's no excuse for being cowardly throughout the years. It's no excuse for not standing up against tyranny.
I guess there's been, you know...
Or you lost
step by
one
step.
War. You lost one war. You better just stand down forever.
I think what we have also is the dumbing down process.
Yes, because of the government education system.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, I mean, if you go into a high school classroom or you know, ask anybody on the street, you know, what their constitutional rights are, you know, to be honest with you, look, the police know they can do whatever they want because they know.
They can get away with doing whatever they want as long as someone does not challenge them in court.
Right, and the thing about it, they know virtually nobody understands what their rights are, and they know that nobody really understands what the law is.
Yep.
And so basically they can virtually do whatever they want, and that's unfortunate, and hopefully we can change things around.
Well, I think it is possible, and I know that the good people up in the state of New Hampshire are working on changing things. You know, I don't know how soon it's going to happen in the other 49 states, but I can definitely see changes brewing up there, and so that's why we're excited about being a part of the Free State Project. Al, as always, your former cop expertise is excellent, and we do appreciate you taking the time, sir.
Well, thank you. Let freedom ring, sir.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Al. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Former cop. I mean, I don't have to say anything else. You got a cop on the air telling you that the police are out of control.
And arrogant.
And arrogant, and people have fallen asleep on the job. Americans have fallen asleep at the wheel. You know, that's all that needs to be said. Somebody who's been inside the system, who has seen the seedy underbelly of law enforcement. And let me tell you, there is a seedy, dirty, nasty, filthy underbelly there. You know, as he pointed out with the Lord Acton quote about power corrupting, there's no doubt about it. The best intentions lead to ruin. This is your, when power's involved, 800-259-9231. If you've got good intentions and you're getting people to voluntarily contribute to a cause, then everything will be fine for the most part. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. I know you said you had an email about the New London situation, man, which we're going to get to that coming up. Your calls as well if you make them. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ice to Eskimos, self-tanner to beach bunnies, and haircuts to hippies seem unlikely. But would you buy this one? Turning on your heater in summer? I'll sell you on the idea when we come back.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 4 on my 10 most wanted list. Fuel deposits. Even the highest quality fuel leaves carbon buildup that chokes off your fuel and air supply, drastically reducing fuel efficiency. That's why you need BG at your next scheduled maintenance.
The BG Fuel Service professionally removes baked-on carbon deposits and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system.
Visit BGFindTheShop.com to see all my car killers and a list of shops near you.
BG. turn on your car's heater in summer? This notion's not hot air, but can actually prevent an overheated engine. In stop-and-go traffic, typical of summer driving, your car's engine works extra hard and produces extra heat. If that heat isn't vented outside the engine, burnout. To prevent, turn off the AC, and you guessed it, turn on the heater. This can dissipate the heat from the engine, preventing a roadside breakdown. You may get a little hot under the collar, but you could keep your cool cash by preventing costly engine repair. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, take control of the show, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photo. We put them up on the website because we love our lady listeners and want to show you off. It's not a beauty contest, though, ladies. There's women of all shapes and sizes and ages and colors on that site. So go to freetalklive.com and check it out. Let's see here. The show's about your calls. We'll talk to you about anything, political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. We're focusing on the New London situation. New London, Connecticut, just a recap. The Supreme Court 2 weeks ago handed down a devastating decision to anybody that has any sort of care about property rights. If you think property rights is even the least bit important, you should have been outraged by what the Supreme Court did 2 weeks ago. They basically said, you don't have any property rights anymore, because at any time, your local county or city or state governments can just whisk your property away, give you a pittance of money in return for it, a fraction of its actual value. They can just take it away at a moment's notice if somebody else wants to build on it. If somebody wants to build a shopping mall, for instance, where your neighborhood is, well, that shopping mall is allegedly going to turn more taxpayer dollars than your house would. So they will clear the way for the shopping mall at the expense of your property rights, which, of course, is totally un-American. But who listens to Free Talk Live? Who cares about what us pro-freedom, pro-liberty activists have to say? Everything's about the politicians and the politically connected and the power that they have access to. Man, what, you got an email about this?
I do.
FTL at freetalklive.com, but apparently someone decided to send this direct to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we were talking about it, and I did make the mistake where I confused Sandra Day O'Connor with Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Right.
And anyway, Sandra Day O'Connor, this is from Christopher. Okay. Sandra Day O'Connor certainly isn't a libertarian, but was a Western conservative a la Goldwater and Reagan.
Okay.
I like Goldwater.
Sure.
Poor Barry didn't make it, though.
Don't like Reagan. He grew the government by about 70%.
Right? But he didn't mean to.
He was suffering from Alzheimer's and accidentally signed all those bills, right?
You know, it's funny. You know, you look back at Reagan, and like, he sold that small government Republican thing. He sold it so hard, everybody believes that's what he was.
Oh, yeah.
But he wasn't.
Have you ever seen his movies? That was the best acting job he'd ever done.
She probably would be the farthest north on the Nolan chart, that's the world's smallest political quiz, mm-hmm. of the current justices. The next after her would be Clarence Thomas. And I know that Clarence Thomas almost always votes the way that I would have him vote in these instances.
Okay.
They don't ever get to see any real civil liberties issues. They mostly get to see, you know, government sized things.
Got it.
Here's some problems with the vacancy in the Supreme Court. It's extremely partisan. If Republicans and Democrats agree on anything, it's authoritarian, not libertarian.
No doubt.
That's true. Looks at the appellate and Supreme Court's justices who have already been vetted by the Republican establishment. They always get their judges from these, you know, appellate courts.
Okay.
It's true. I mean, you're not going to get up in there unless you've been...
Aren't they also looking at that scumbag attorney general as well? Isn't that one of those rumors Gonzalez. Floating around? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good looking at him.
Right. So it's not just judges, I suppose. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because of extreme scrutiny, it's more likely that you'll get someone without very many published opinions.
Mm.
So you don't really know where they are on any particular issues.
You'll just have to trust me, America.
Mm-hmm.
Trust George Bush.
Actually, one of the filibustered appellate judges who got in, Janice Rogers Brown, is a libertarian. With some pressure to appoint a female, she might have a good chance, as we would ever get.
I have a feeling that that word's applied very loosely.
Well, you know, I'll take it loosely.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, sure. If that's really the case.
Yeah. I'll take it loosely compared to...
I find myself doubting it, though.
Yeah. You know, what would you rather them say? Fundamental Christian before it, you know? The fundamental Christian judge? That doesn't sound good. Sounds like something we'd be more likely to get right about now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. Yeah.
You know, activist liberal judge? I don't want to hear that either.
Right.
So I'll take little L libertarian judge all day long. Fill up the Supreme Court with him, as far as I'm concerned. With some pressure to appoint a female, she would be as good a chance as we'd ever get to make changes in the court, short of tar and feathering.
Mm-hmm.
by the way, she would also be the first black female SCOTUS justice.
Oh, well, how about that?
Yeah. So she's got a little...
She's got a few things running for her.
Yeah.
A few things going for her.
Things that shouldn't matter at all.
Yeah, right.
You know? I mean, we should judge her on her merits, and if she was being judged on her merits, she wouldn't have a chance. Because... They don't want somebody who would support a constitutional government.
Which, of course, is supposed to be what the Supreme Court's all about.
Absolutely.
Supporting and defending the Constitution.
Not a lot of evidence of that, as you know, represented by the ruling last week, or week before last.
Represented by virtually every ruling that's come out of there.
That one was terrible, though.
Don't forget about the one that they decided the police don't have any responsibility to protect you, which was actually just a reiteration of several old Supreme Court rulings. That's another. I think that should be a big shock to people around the country. You know, especially the man in the river that we talked about earlier this hour. There's a reason why the police were on the shore talking while another man jumped into the river. I mean, because allegedly, if one guy could jump into a river, a citizen, if you will, if one individual could jump into the river and save another, what prevented the police from doing the same thing?
It's an excellent question. I think that the citizen was actually in the water, though, already.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't take a lot of effort to get in the water.
No.
Anyway, 800-259-9231. Well, I've got an email too, man. Which,
oh, yeah?
While we're doing emails here. And I actually sold it last night. We didn't have a chance to get to it. So, Dr. Todd writes in that he violently disagrees that the right way to sell liberty is to sell its benefits. If you sell anything this way, you are acquiescing to the belief that whatever we should do, that we should do whatever brings the most benefit. Inevitably, benefit is defined in socialistic terms rather than in terms of right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
To have a free society, we're going to have the majority of people believing in the correctness of freedom, independent of its results.
Wow, this is really it's really deep and really true.
Well,
as scary as it may seem,
yes,
it is because you can sell people on property rights and lower taxes all day long, but. It's
perhaps
significantly
you can
more difficult.
Perhaps you can catch him on benefit, and then...
That's how I feel.
And sort of ease them on into the core beliefs.
You absolutely have to get people to agree with the, as they call it in the libertarian circles, the zero aggression principle. The principle that you are agreeing to not use force on your neighbors to get them to behave in the way that you want them to.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you have to do. That's the principle that you have to be able to wrap your mind around. But if you go around promoting libertarian principles, nobody's going to listen to you. If you want to get people's attention, you have to flash the money in their face or flash whatever it is that they want in their face, which is why not only do you have to sell benefits, but you also
flash the weed in their face.
Well, you also have to tailor the benefits to the individual you're talking to.
Right.
For instance, if the individual's a big pothead, then yes, you should flash in their face the idea that, hey, if we got the government out of this blah, 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 this area, the war on drugs, for instance, then your marijuana prices would go down. You'd have better quality marijuana.
Oh,
it'd
right.
be safer, et cetera, whatever. So, or with tax, people who are concerned about taxes. Hey, if we got rid of the IRS, we got cut down the size of government to constitutional limits,
mm-hmm.
you would have an extra $10,000 a year. That was your money to keep. What would you do with that kind of money? I'm sorry, but you do have to reel people in with the benefits. I agree with the fact that we do need to have people understanding that freedom is the right way to go. But if you can't get them to look at freedom as an option in the first place, They're never going
to
come your direction.
I don't think we got a big chance of getting the potheads to the polls anyway.
That's true. 800-259-9231. It's your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, take control of the show. Bring up anything. Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And members.
Join us online, freetalklive.com, and you can vote for the show over at vote.freetalklive.com. It's real easy. You just take away the W's and you put in vote. So vote.freetalklive.com will take you right to where you need to be. It will take you less than a minute to register your vote for Free Talk Live. And it makes a huge difference. Because of your votes, we're in the top three podcasts of the world right now, according to podcastalley.com. So your vote would help. If you haven't done it yet this month, it's a once-a-month kind of thing. So go to vote.freetalklive.com and do us another favor. Tell a friend about the show after that. 800-259-9231. Wrap it up an email from Dr. Todd. He is suggesting that selling benefits is the wrong way to promote liberty and to promote freedom to people. He finally wraps up by saying, without the belief in moral absolutes like freedom, you'll only be able to maintain a free society until someone can convince people that things will be better if they restrict freedom. Ian, please don't turn into Manwich. While I'm on the subject, fire Manwich, Dr. Todd. And Todd, we appreciate the email. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. I agree. It's critical to get people. It is critical to get people to shift their paradigm from what can the government do for me? From that paradigm to I'm an individual, sovereign individual. I control my own life. Let me have my liberty. Let me have my freedom. I'm willing to allow everyone else around me to have theirs as well. Because that's the real trick.
Yes, it is.
Because a lot of people will say, oh, yeah, freedom's great. Liberty, oh, yeah, give it to me. But don't let that guy down the street have it. Well, that Jason down the street.
He's got shifty eyes.
Yeah, I don't like that he leaves cars out in his front yard with, you know, they're up on blocks. I don't like him. I don't think that he deserves freedom. Well, that's the problem. If you won't grant liberty to the jerk down the street, you will never get it for yourself.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, it's important to get people to see that as an issue. But if you ever want them to even consider a paradigm shift like that, you have to sell the benefits. You have to find out what issues are important to them, because everybody's got them. Everybody has a pet issue. For all the people out there that care about taxes, there are people that just don't really pay that much attention. They don't care about taxes. They might
care about...
My life's
pretty good.
Yeah,
I must say that I do pretty well. My life's pretty good, and I eat all the foods I want to eat, and I live in a pretty nice house, and I've got 4 cars.
Basically, you want to find the areas where the government is oppressing them the most and explain to them that liberty will set you free from this, and here's how you will benefit. But if you can't sell the benefits, they'll never listen to principles. Never. 800-259-9231. Chris in Massachusetts, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
I had sent the email to Manwich and wanted to plug Janice Rogers Round just a little bit.
Okay. Yes. For all those politicians that are listening to Free Talk Live to get
Janice
ideas.
Janice Rogers Brown for SCOTUS.
because it was funny. I wanted to get some quotes. I'd heard a little bit in libertarian websites about her, but I wanted to get some quotes that she's actually said, and I sent a few links to Manwich. The funny thing is, it was progressive websites. It was People for the American Way and nonsense sites like that.
So they were using the quotes to make her look bad, allegedly, in their mind, is that right?
Can I? I'll read a small quote here.
Yeah, certainly.
Please do.
Government acts as a giant siphon, extracting wealth, creating privilege and power, and redistributing it.
This is true.
Sounds about right.
That sounds like something I would agree with. Unfortunately, you know, there's plenty of quotes, I think, that are probably similar from certain so-called Republicans and so-called conservatives over the years. So, you know, the important question is, would she be principled? Has she been principled? She's a judge right now, right?
Yeah, she was on the Supreme Court in California.
Does she appear to have principles as a result of what her real decisions are, not just what she says? Or was that part of a decision?
Some of these were parts of decisions. Some of them were speeches that she's given.
Because if you can point to, you know, if you can point to this woman having power already in the past and not abusing it, then that's definitely a plus in my book.
I mean, the other thing about judges, Ian, is you saying that they're, you know, just people in robes that are taking away liberty. I mean,
for the most part, that's the case.
Even in an anarchy, you need something to someone to serve as the role of a judge.
Somebody, yeah, there'd be competition. There'd be some sort of, you know, competitive enterprise. The free market would take care of that.
Right, but I mean, that's one function. It doesn't have to be government, but it's one part of the three parts of government that we have in the U.S. that would have to survive in an anarchy. It can be in a different form, but
mm-hmm,
you need people to judge.
Well, we already have private arbitration today, for instance. That's one.
But it's not binding.
Yes, it is. You
not
agree
from a criminal, not from a criminal aspect, it's not.
Well, from a criminal aspect. Well, I don't know how that would evolve.
I don't either.
All right. Anything else for us, Chris? Any other quotes? Anything?
Have Manwich send around the thing and read some of these, you know, in your off time.
Very good, Chris. Thanks.
A lot of them require registration.
Oh, go to bugmenot.com.
There you go, bugmenot.com. You get free logins and
great
stuff like
good
that.
Good deal.
Thanks for the call, Chris. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. So there you go. We're not recommending anybody for the Supreme Court, but she sounds interesting.
Yeah. I'll recommend her based on whatever I've seen so far.
Yeah, sure.
I'll pick her over Mr. Gonzalez.
No doubt about it. I'll take
If I get to have to pick somebody out of the short list, I mean, there's certainly judges I'd rather choose. I like Judge Neapolitano that's on Fox News.
Right. He makes good ice cream.
Boo.
Very much boo. I like the. I've just started reading this book, Adventures in Legal Land, that you gave me.
Mm-hmm.
And
is that wild or what? How far are you through it?
Very,
2 pages?
Not very far. I just got through the acknowledgments and the
well, you haven't really read much of it yet.
No, but he sounds like a guy I can agree with.
Well, his name is Mark Sanders, I think. And I don't have
Stevens.
Mark Stevens. Thank you. I didn't have it in front of me. And he's going to be on the show. So you better power through some of that, man, which because he's coming on Saturday night.
Saturday night?
Saturday night. Yeah, okay. That's right. We have a live Saturday night show that we do from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It is Ian here with you, 800-259-9231. Jason Manwich here. We will take your calls. Tom in Missouri, your calls about anything. 800-259-9231. Political, personal, anything goes. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269 and experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Let's talk to Tom in Missouri. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Tom.
First-time listener, first-time caller.
First time? Is it really?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Excellent.
I tuned into my local station, KCXL, greatest little station in the universe.
Excellent.
There you were.
We love KCXL.
We do.
Oh, I love it. I've been over there and visited them.
Fantastic. So what's on your mind, Tom?
I was wondering if there is such a thing as an objective definition of freedom. Something that is related to all human beings in America, not just gang, political, party related.
It's kind of being able to do what you want to do. I mean, as long as
you don't hurt someone else.
But that's not freedom, though. I mean, honestly.
Well, I asked a question that I got the answer for if you don't have it.
Okay, go ahead.
Please, Tom.
Okay. The only concept that is really relevant to all human beings in this particular area of planet Earth is a political concept of freedom that says this: we are protected from threats and coercion from our governmental facilitators. Because we are the government, they are the hired servants.
That's the way it was supposed to be, at least. You know, this government would not exist if it were not for the consent of the governed, allegedly. And in fact, we're going to have, as we were talking about, Mark Stevens on Saturday night, and he's going to make the point that we originally supposedly consented to this government. Well, what happens if we just stop consenting? I've had enough of your services.
Right. What if you don't want to be a citizen anymore?
Remember what John Kennedy meant? Not what he said, but what he meant when he said, ask not what your hired man can do for you, but what you can do for your hired man. It got twisted around.
Go ahead. No. Go. I wanted you to finish your thought.
It got twisted around in the right after our Civil War. The Congress went to the banks of Europe and wrote a constitution for Washington, D.C.,
okay.
And they paralleled it and wrote it as though it was for a corporation. If you look at your driver's license, your
we've heard all these things, and we've heard all these claims before, and they're all very interesting. You know, but one thing remains, regardless of black cloak activities have gone on over years. The fact is, what we're dealing with today is tyranny. We're dealing with people who are in office, whether they're in office of a corporation or they're really still in the government or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
These people are thugs, they're violent people, and they're using the power of government and the guns of government to get their way. And that's what's wrong, and that's what needs to be fought against. It doesn't matter how we got into it or what the reasons were, who the people were behind it. What matters is getting Americans to wake up, stand up, and demand their liberties and their freedoms back. Would you agree with that, Tom?
Oh, exactly. I couldn't have said it better.
We are so glad you're out there listening, and keep tuned to us on KCXL. We're on there 6 nights a week. They carry us pretty much full schedule. I think they're only missing an hour on Saturday nights, but otherwise we're on there all the time. So we're glad you're out there listening.
Stay up all night.
Take some drugs and stay up all night, by all means. Go for it. Thanks for the call. Call us again sometime. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. We're going to kick it off with a call from Keith. He wants to talk about why we suck. We love hate calls. Hope you have the patience to hang on through the news. 800-259-9231. This is your show. We'll even take critique on the air. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
U.S.